Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Brett Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and you can have your say on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text our brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. A voice for our people, so do utilise it, you mob. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the Delhi country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, have your say, you mob too, Delhi. And we're going across the nation thanks to NERS, like I mentioned. So do add to the conversation. Thank you very much. All right, now the Gabba Music and Asia Topper present Pacific Island Takeover at the Bowl. Pacific spotlights Australia's proud Pacific Islander community and the impact their artists are having on Australia's music scene. Opening the event the evening is the Pacific All-Stars, a set driven from deep cultural roots under the direction of Ereleki, who's one of the Pacific's leading musical identities, and got the brother on the line now. A very good morning, Ereleki. How are you?
Good morning.
Welcome to the program, brother. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
First of all, before we start, we always like to ask who your mob, where you're from. So who's Ereleki and where you stem from, my friend?
Well, I'm originally Papua New Guinea.
Okay, one talk.
One talk. I am from Gabba Gabba village.
Okay.
My mother's village near Port Moresby. It's about an hour away from Port Moresby. But sort of going all the way back, my name, Ereleki, is from the Koyari people, which is most Australians would know that the beginning of the Kokoda track.
Yes.
That's my ancestral people there.
Yes, and thanks to the Fuzzy Wuzzies and the ancestors have helped this country in so many ways, my brother, yes.
Yeah, that's my mob, yeah.
Too beautiful, brother. Thank you. I was yarning with your business partner, Sister Delene Briscoe, about this fantastic event. But under your direction there, as the man who's steering the ship, so tell us about the Pacific Island Takeover at the Bowl, and how talented that we telling people we have in this country.
Yeah, well, it's certainly, man. There's so much, talented Pacific Islanders living in Australia, and I think it's we're just putting, just a select few really on the stage, and some of them Nairi, most people would know Nairi, she's from Papua New Guinea, she's my one talk sister there from PNG, and she's been, I first collaborated with her, must be back in like early 2000s on one of George Telec's songs called Free West Papua.
Yes.
And, we've sort of just been collaborating and just, doing our thing ever since, really. And then we have some other artists from Polynesia.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Kai Vili. Actually, he's from Fiji. Kai Vili is a good brother of ours who we worked with on a few different projects.
Yes.
He's a Fijian singer. We got NME, No Money Enterprise. They're just killing it right now. They drill hip hop rappers, and mostly I think they're mostly Polynesians in that crew. But they've just gone absolutely viral. They put out these tracks pre COVID that just went off on the internet, and this is actually their first gig on stage in Melbourne. So that's going to be pretty exciting. And we also have Standard, which, again, they're a new crew. They put out these tracks before COVID, and they just went off on the internet. And
fantastic.
Following. And this is the very first performance, very first time they're coming on stage. So that's pretty exciting. But they're also going to feature HB on it from the HP Boys. So they'll be around too, you know. So, and apart from all that sort of urban style music, we've got some traditional stuff too. We've got some log drummers from the Cook Islands who are just most incredible. Mm.
And look, Pacific Islands are very strong with their culture, and when we look at it as First Nation people across this globe, we use music as a tool to tell our stories, not only also to entertain but deliver messages, brother.
That's true. That's very true. I think, you know, that goes all the way back to when we used to use conch shells and garabut.
Exactly, brother.
Communicate. We still do it, still carrying on like that.
Yeah, but, that's good, brother.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's like my crew, Sorong Samurai, of course, it's a big message there from West Papua.
Yeah,
and trying to spotlight on what's been happening over there.
Exactly, yeah, especially with COVID-19 or what have you. Regarding the gig, so when is it happening? Is it a one-day gig? Tell us that, and then when the gates open, and the cost as well.
Yeah, so Pacifics is happening on April 10 at the Sydney My Music Bowl. Pretty sure the gates open at like 4 or 5. Just jump on gabamusic.com. You can find that Gaba Music with a K at the end, G-A-B-A-M-U-S-I-K.
S-I-K, yep.
That's when you can buy tickets there.
Lovely.
And yeah, everything you need to know is available online. You just find it there. There's also, if you jump on that site or even the song lines or even the radio station site, we'll have a discount code so you can get 40% off on the tickets.
Yeah, jump on, early bird.
You guys got that code. So, you know, because at the moment with the situation with the seating, you have to buy pods. So,
yes.
Good to be aware of that, so you can't just buy individual tickets.
Sure.
So, but that's just a COVID restriction. But the way around it is, will be big discount. So.
Fantastic. So that's all happening 10th of April, 5 p.m. gates open, 6 p.m. kickoff, Pacific Island takeover at the bowl. That's down there in Melbourne, is it correct?
Yes, that's right, Melbourne.
Fantastic, brother. And look, I had a deadly yarn with Sister Delene Briscoe from up this way, and First Nation woman, and strong with her music as well. So good to be teeing up with her as well. Yes, brother?
Yeah, well, we tee up in many ways. We are business partners. We're, you know, partners in crime. We're life partners.
Beautiful.
We got pickaninnies together too.
So well, there you go, brother. Spread the love. Well, yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, man, and thank you for getting involved as well.
No, it's all good, my brother. Represent. And look, we need entertainment for the world that we've been living in. And they say if music is the essence of love, then play on. And that's exactly what you're doing there, Eriliki. So thank you very much, my brother. And all the best to your team, your mob there. And have a good show. And please do keep in touch, brother.
Yo, thank you very much.
Take care, brother. Oh.
Yo.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Eriliki, his name is, and he's the director for the up-and-coming Pacific Island takeover at the Bowl down there in Melbourne, 10th of April. Gates open at 5 p.m. Go online to Gabba Music, that's with K on the end, G-A-B-A-M-U-S-I-K, and check out all the information and purchasing your ticket as well. And we need some entertainment. And when you're talking about black music, you will have entertainment. There it is. So South Pacific Islanders, big shout out. And also working there with Sister Delene Briscoe and Sister Girl from all the way up here in far north Queensland, Moss Mumoy. So big shout out. So have your say, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Let's go to Sister Jessica Mowboy. I can't help myself. Sugar Pie Honey Bun. Do enjoy.
Oh, talking on the air, trying to start a conversation. Looking at each other, ask, is anyone listening? To us or what? Man, the speed is hot. When I need to get my fix of music again, I tune into 97.3 FM. Kicking back in the studio, yeah. That's the way to go. Shout out to Maina, Boogerman Radio. 4816, it's the Boogerman Chicks. 97.3, you can listen to me. 4770-1863. For requests or announcements, you can call us. Peace.
Introducing the black, yellow, and red corner. Coming out of the Palm Island Boxing Club. Golden Gloves champ, state title champ, and Australian champ. No, me.
It's the Silky Bank, aka the Aussie champ. Yeah. Boston chicken heads when I'm coming through your camp. Lamp's got nothing to do with the shit that I do. When I come through, I ruin your crew. Head butt your freaking forehead to the back of your skull. To your head, make your eyes go dull. Uppercut a piece of scum, make your body go numb. Got you running down the road, scared, looking for your mom. 4816, it's the Boogerman Chicks. Knock your head, hit you harder than a ton of best of bricks. Yeah. 1, 2, 3 titles under the belt. Better recognize Silky or you're gonna get dealt.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk flag, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Nupanunga. The chosen one, Nupanunga, love for everyone. Nupanunga, heard the blood cry out, loud and clear, and she had no doubt. A storm is coming, and our pain will heal. No fear nor harm for those who feel. A storm is coming round your heartfelt morn, shedding light on this age's dawn. Nupanunga, the chosen one. Nupanunga, love for everyone. Nupanunga, heard the blood cry out, loud and clear, and she had no doubt. She heard the blood cry out from the ground. She gave us strength in the force she'd found. And the storm is rising to cleanse the land, wash the blood and its restless sound. Nupanunga, the chosen one. Nupanunga, she loves everyone. Nupanunga, heard the blood cry out, loud and clear, and she had no doubt. Nupanunga, the chosen one. Nupanunga, love for everyone. Nupanunga, heard the blood cry out, loud and clear, and she had no doubt. Loud and clear, and she had no doubt.
Yeah, Nupananga, Andy Wren here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, give us a call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First National Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumma Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. If you're on a shy side, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, so Jan Upstrong, add to the conversation. Big shout out to Chock Mundine, Anthony Mundine, the man, hung up the gloves in his departure yesterday, media release there. He had a yarn and stating the fact that he was stepping down and retiring from sports. And after playing rugby league and representing New South Wales, St. George Broncos, and then he went into his boxing career following his footsteps of his father, Anthony Mundine Sr., and now after these years have retired. But the most touching moment came when Mundine vowed to Muslim offered an apology for his infamous remark about the 9/11 attacks on the in the USA, saying America's brought it upon themselves. He drew attention to it during his speech, saying a lot of media portrayed me to be for the killings. I want to put that on the record that there was no way for the killings. Taking one human life is like taking the whole of humanity to me. I feel like I was crucified for that. Probably rightly so. I said it raw and pretty dumb at the time. He later added, if I offended anybody in my career, honestly, I sincerely apologize. Please find in your heart to forgive me. I've changed, man. I'm a different cat. And as you get older, you get more mellow. God bless everybody. Thank you, was his statement there. So hanging up his boots, but he said the Mundine name will still go strong with his beautiful children who are making their own mark in life. So fantastic. There it is. Whether you hate him or love him, either way, he was strong for us as First Nation people in regard to a voice and strong activist. And we're fighting for our rights in the 21st century. But yeah, hung up his gloves and you see more mellow Mundine, Anthony Mundine, known as Chock. And the reason why he loved chocolate was the statement there. I learned through working with him and Timmy Duggins. Big shout out Timmy Duggins up in Darwin. And we did the Hoops for Health program for about 10 years there and using basketball as a tool and delivering healthy living, healthy lifestyle. But you can check out Mundine's work on his MundineMindset.com. Check that out. He's a motivational speaker and delivering good words of positivity. And you can engage in his work corporate-wise or school-wise, or check out his webpage and have a look at what he's got to say. All right, have your say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416.
Someone once said, beggars shouldn't be choosy. Back then I realized a good man is better than a dead man. I spent my whole life trying to break easy. It seems the world I see makes me feel that we're all beggars and thieves. Stand up and march, we're all beggars and thieves. No one's closer to God, so it's time to believe. When you feel the weight of the world is bringing you down, stand up and march, yeah. I made a promise that every day's a better day. We've gotta look inside and see that we're all beggars and thieves. Stand up and march, we're all beggars and thieves. No one's closer to God, so it's time to believe. When you feel the weight of the world is bringing you down, stand up and march. Yeah.
closer to God. So it's time to believe.
When you feel the weight of the world is bringing you down, stand up and march.
We're all beggars and thieves. No one's closer to God. So it's time to believe.
When you feel the weight of the world is bringing you down, stand up and march, yeah.
Get on your mom, it's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My pretty Colleen, why are your eyes filled with tears? Let me come over and dry your eyes and tell you the way that I feel. Come closer, don't throw me away. I am so tired and so blue. I'm dreaming of someone so far, far away, and sharing these memories. Just one step closer, don't throw me away, and carry me back to my town by the bay. When the darkness is falling and passing of days, won't you cherish the memory of my town?
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Love annihilate hatred. It builds you up till you've had enough, then won't let you be. Think, won't alleviate heartache. Knocks at your door, gives you the score, then won't set you free. Just when you say no more, a hand is for a key. Oh, I never wanted to be in Quasimodo's dream. Shall I beg the ringmaster, please find another me, another me?
Quasimodo Dream, Jimmy Little here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully on Trevor, Tim, Trinity, Trev, Murray from McCurry. Taking right through 12 noon Queensland time, that is. So about 23 odd minutes on the program. Squeezing the call, have you say. 1-800-422-416. A big shout out to all the mob there in New South Wales. The floods and how it has affected all of you, especially New South Wales country. And there's still a flood emergency in New South Wales town cut in two by rising flood waters. Six evacuation orders across New South Wales have been lifted overnight as weather conditions ease, but thousands of residents are still unable to return home. More than 3,000 people were able to return to their communities yesterday, with 20,000 people more still stranded and fresh alert issues overnight in the state's north. It is believed that most river systems have peaked. However, complacency is the concern for the Premier Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales Premier. Moree is currently cut in two by floodwaters, with the May River expected to peak at 10.5 metres this morning, an evacuation order in place for low-lying areas. They're expecting floodwaters in and around Moree to peak sometime either overnight or this morning. We're just waiting on some intelligence back to see how that has gone, Deputy Commissioner of New South Wales SES Daniel Austin has said. We're also seeing seen a number of areas that where we are starting to see the water recede, including locations around Taree and Kempsey, a significant effort going into resupply and to get food and possessions into those communities. So if you look at the news reports and see the footage, not very good at all. A lot of water, and it's one of the worst floods for about 100 odd years. So, and we need to stay safe, all the mob there in New South Wales. Think before you act. Stay safe and look out for your family by all means. Very important to do so. Have a say, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. We're going across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And I believe we've got a call on the line. Just going to check who it is. Tony Gibbs on the line. TG. Tony Gibbs, yes. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Trevor. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody out there. I want to talk about something different and get back to the royal family and the racism.
You being an ex-Pommy. That's where you stem from, don't you, Tony Gibbs?
Yeah, well, that's it. I'm born in England, mate, and I've been here 60 years, so... And that, you know, you cannot change who you are, you know. I'm always going to be an Englishman, you know. I come here when I was 12 and I'm 72 now, right?
And the Royals have bounced back. They've retaliated in regard to the interview that Harry and his wife had. Megan.
Yeah, mate, well, he's working for mental health now and what it's caused him. I mean, I've had just on 40 years in the Aboriginal world here now, an Englishman. And I feel really strong, and they can say they're not racist. But I want to focus on the point that the Queen or the royal family have never said sorry to the Aboriginal people, and everybody, the over-representation of Aboriginal people that are locked up by the firm, the Crown, the police, they're all Crown workers, the Union Jacks on this country, mm-hmm. I think if it becomes a republic, it will get worse.
Yes.
It'll be a big game of cowboys and Indians then. And the Crown do have the power to acknowledge the damage they've done in Australia over 250 years.
So you feel that we shouldn't go republic, we should stay with the Commonwealth, do you feel?
Well, I think there's some protection if the Crown, if they do their human rights job and not be racist and acknowledge Australia. They want all the money, the firm, the business. Mm. You know, they know the exports. But you know, they've made this huge thing over one baby and we know racism exists.
Sure.
And I think I'm trying to get off of that one point and focus on the big picture, you know?
Yeah.
The big picture of Australia and I'm sure there's a... Mental health, mate, you don't know my head. No one would like to live inside my head was what I've put up with. And the whole point with the firm, the Crown, the police, it's not a free country because most people can do what they want, but if you live in the Aboriginal world, you know the bully man going to come for you, the policeman. That's what he's called in this country.
Mm.
The Crown talks about bullying. Harry and Megan talk about bullying. Well, do they know that the policeman in Australia is called the bully man?
Mm.
Do they know that? Do they know these simple... You know, I'm plain English, you know?
Sure.
I got to Sydney and we don't know anything about the history of Australia and I didn't know until I met my missus. I'd been here 20 years, you know, and you sail along in the Australian life and, you know...
Simplicity.
I consider, you know, I'm part of this country, but I still cannot change my spots. I'm born in England. You can't be a white man. I can't be an Aboriginal. You know, you are what you are.
Sure, exactly.
A bit of paper, and because I haven't...
But no matter who you are, you can still compromise and meet with your fellow human being to make it as one, to make peace.
Right. That's human rights work in Australia, I think, you know, and that's basically what I'm... doing here at Gouldenville and the river is trying to get a free country, but if I do anything wrong, the Crown's going to come along and I'm still fighting for the freedom of just Aboriginal people in a small town to get to their river.
Mm.
And if I do it wrong, who's going to come? The bully man with the Crown on him.
Yep, exactly.
So, you know, I'm Australian, mate.
Yes, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Butter.
I've been here a long, long, long time, you know, and I'm still lucky to be here.
And acknowledging the first people.
Yeah, because that became my life. And the fact is, with all 20 years of negotiations for native title, what did the rainforest people get? They, the right to camp on their land for 3 days. And we had a disturbance up in the valley, and the bully man come along, and it was supposed to be federal native title. And who sorted it out? The state police. And that shouldn't have happened in Goldsborough. That shouldn't have happened. If it's a federal native title and some renegade talked over the camp, and people have told me that camp would bring me to tears if I saw it, it all went backwards, and we cleaned up the person. Yeah, anyway. I'm just saying, there's atrocities going on in this country, and the mental health, if it wasn't you at your station, I would really go mad if I didn't have an outlet that I couldn't get it out of me. And I, you know, hear two or three songs play, I think, well, I've got to come on. I can't let that satellite be flying around the earth for nothing. You know, we've got to make use of it.
Yes.
That's it. I love the fact that there's an Aboriginal radio station. I love the fact that I live in Australia amongst Aboriginal people. And you can't just love the country, you've got to love what's in it. But the Crown, the sounds of silence, the Crown, Prince Charlie, you know, I'm the same age as him. If he wants to start talking, they're talking about corona and this and that and that. But it's all really, they don't tackle the main issue, you know. The main issue is them from England and the Crown and the bullying in Australia. We've had 500 deaths in custody since the Royal Commission in prisons. We've got so many kids locked up.
Buller Bridge, get over it. That's the famous statement, isn't it?
Because in Cairns, you know, we're close to development and they want tourism thing and that, but there's rainforest people here and they haven't got a fair go, mate. You know, mate, we haven't got a fair go, mate. We didn't get a fair go, which is what they call this country. It's bullshit. There is no fair go in this country. It's all Crown law and the bully man. And we're all...
Yeah, I'm feeling your pain there, brother. But thanks for sharing, brother. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, okay, thank you. We're waiting for that paper to come out with a coverage of the Green Patch. It might come out on Saturday.
Keep us posted, Tony. Thanks, brother. Tony Gibbs there having his say, local boy, talking about the Commonwealth, talking about the royal family and regarding racism. Have your say, Jan Armstrong, add to the conversation. The program is 14 minutes ago here on National Talk Black, so plenty of time for you. Squeeze the yarn and have your say, 1-800-422-416. Too deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah. a place where I want to be. We can see the roses dancing out on the open plains.
Yeah, living in the Kimberley, Fitzroy Express. Big shout out to your mob. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We've got someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, your brother. I want to talk about Mark Gudinski and Brother Chock after, but I want to say thank you to them first off, brother, and touch on what Tony was talking. Tony, brother, you, me and Trevor, we're in this together.
Yes.
You superimpose Europe on Australia or superimpose Australia over Europe. Brother, you and me and Tony, this is not our country, brother. This amongst your brother, Uncle Goody Goody. This is Dingy.
Well, there you go, your Dingy country, exactly. The traditional owners of the land.
Yeah, I mean, like in Europe, you can go from here maybe to where? To Innisfail. You're in
Mamou.
You're in another France or Germany or that, and they get another language, and they get another custom.
Yes.
It's just like in this country here, brother.
And you respect the country you walk on. Especially if it's not your country, you're a visitor.
That's right, brother. We're not from this country, you and me and Tony. This,
yes, exactly.
It's your country, this year, brother. And vice versa, you know? Good like point. If you got your sundown mob, brother, you know, it's your country, brother. That's right.
Exactly.
But, on Tony again, brother, he beat you and me again. You got to with your passport. He beats us, brother. You get a passport. I was doing a passport. And on the royalty, brother, you remember that Charlotte threw out that car that plowed into those Black Lives Movement mob, and I think it killed a white woman, and they pulling down the statues, I think a Grant or something, one of them Confederate. They made all the uniforms. They took all the Confederacy soldiers' uniform. And Charlottesville, brother, it's named after a queen, a black queen, Queen Charlotte. That's where the bloodline come from the present-day blue blood now. They got black blood in them, brother. And on Brother Choco there, thank you, Brother Choco. And I saw, too, brother, on one of our black fellow social media, he bought 30-something houses for his mob down there from his money, brother. And I like our Brother Choco. There's a couple of things I don't agree with him for.
Sure.
I like brother, for the fact that he spoke up for Polynesian mob too when Sonny Bill Williams, you know, and Sonny
yes.
Bill wanted to sign off with some other team or something like that from Canterbury, and it was right what Chalk said. He said, you know, when the clubs when they sack a player, it's a business decision, and Chalk he was right. He said, you know, Sonny Bill Williams, he has to make a decision for his family, and he was right too, brother. The club they stuck plays. I didn't agree what he said about Cathy. I didn't agree what he said about Tasmania, the genocide, that there was no black ones left handed. They asked the black ones, they're Palawa mob,
yes.
Like Maralaw,
Leah Cameron, exactly.
Evident of that, brother. And on, but you know, he apologized for that. The chickens coming home to roost. He apologized for it, but I agree with him, brother. When he said that, I agreed with him because, you know, going over to Palm Island, you look in the Tamworth Bulletin every now and again, almost every day, they announce in the public notice section about live bombing practice at Rattlesnake Island. And throughout the years, you know, what the Americans done to Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and Vietnam, and they're still doing to the Middle East and all the people that there. And, you know, they said, oh, you should apologize because there was lives lost there. How many people apologized, you know, speak out against the bombing of those other countries? They're still bombing them there, brother. So in that way, I agree with him. And when, after that stuff we had on Palm in 2004 at the thing happened over there, Danny Green went over there. And he said, oh, when he him and Chuck was going to fight and go, we're going to go for Danny Green. And we felt sort of hurt. Amor felt sort of hurt that he didn't go over there. But yes, of course, our brother. And with Cathy, his criticism of Cathy, I didn't like because it seems to me, I mean, this is my only take, brother. It seems to me that even Gulugong was too precious. That's too precious that she shouldn't get criticized because politically, you know, when she had that flag and other things that Kathy done, as what she was, she sort of stood up, you know, and she wasn't frightened to be publicly, you know, to do those sort of things, publicly wear a mob. And whereas in 1971, brother, I was 17, it's the first time I ever marched, and I was going to Cranby College, and it was a May Day march, and a Bishop Kraft of anti-apartheid campaign had come to South Africa, campaign had come to Australia in Sydney. They were marching to supporting the Muslim women, the Springbok, South African Springbok, to all white fellows, you know, and they were protesting. I marched for the first time in a Malian march, I think it was, to support Bishop Crowther. And at that time, the white Australian sports people, they were boycotting South Africa because of the treatment of black fellows. They were boycotting South Africa, the white South African apartheid mob, you know. But there's Yvonne Gulgunga, she plays over there, brother, and she was like Henri White, and you know, did a lot of good things she'd done, of course, but I was angry at Anthony Mundine just singling out Kathy for criticism. But yes, he did buy up, but I think 30 homes for family down there, of course, and his people down there, brother. Michael Gidinski, brother, it was him that supported a lot of black brothers. And you have to India, Bail Kidinski, and thank you, brother Chalky. Thank you, Michael Kidinski, brother. Thank you, brother.
To Delhi, thank you very much, someone. Regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. He did mention black deaths in custody. Well, here with 7 News and the story by Tiffany Turnbull, 4 Indigenous deaths in custody in month. In 1 month, that is. Another Indigenous person has died in police custody in New South Wales, the 4th in Australia this month. By Kinjin man, Anzac Sullivan, 37, died during a police pursuit in Broken Hill on March 18. Anzac was a loved brother, nephew, son and uncle. He was loved by many in his community and will be missed. Mr. Sullivan's sister Donna said in a statement on Thursday, Mr. Sullivan's death follows the deaths of 3 Indigenous people in custody under a week earlier this month. One man died in Victoria's Ravenhall Correctional Centre on March 7, and a woman in her 50s died in custody in New South Wales on the same day. Another man in his 30s also died in New South Wales on March 2. The New South Wales Australian Capital Territory Aboriginal Legal Service said the spate of death is a huge red flag. We are devastated and furious that another precious life has been lost, said Solicitor Sarah Crellin. For 4 deaths to occur in the space of a little over a fortnight is a huge red flag that something is seriously wrong with people, with police and correctional systems in Australia. As the 30th anniversary of the conclusion of the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody approaches, the time for action as well past, she said. 500 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have died in custody since a Royal Commission that was meant to be put a stop to these deaths. As we approach the 30th anniversary, it's unfathomable that more lives are being taken with no sign of meaningful action from governments. She is calling for Prime Minister Scott Morrison to meet with family members whose loved ones have died in custody and for both state and federal governments to commit to an action plan to address the scourge. So there it is, in regards to so-called Black Lives Matter. Here we are in this country, over 400 odd deaths in custody. So we've had this problem before Black Lives Matter a march came out. So there it is. Have your say, Jan Armstrong, add to the conversation here. But you may have to do that tomorrow, because Trevor going to sign off here with the National Talkback program for today. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. But thank you for your company, your mob, and always great sharing with you. And back in the hot seat again tomorrow. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're still in pandemic. Abide by the rules and look after yourself. Here's Mop and the Dropouts. Take you up to the news. Coming by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Just thinking of you. Too deadly.